Welcome to the Healing Elixir podcast. I am your host, Alexis Charles. And how are you guys doing today? I hope you guys are well. I hope you guys are catering to your needs. I hope you guys are checking in with yourselves. And I hope you guys are taking it one day at a time. So today, what did I want to talk about? I want to talk about finding the light. And like I said, I only really record podcasts whenever I am or have gone through something recently and I want to share my advice. So recently I've gone through something that was very emotional for me. And honestly, I've also had some struggles in the past couple of weeks as well. And I want you guys to know that it's important to understand that it's okay to struggle. It's okay to go through things. It's okay to feel down. It's just how you respond and react in those scenarios and situations. And what I have been doing, I've caught myself like going down a loop of just negativity, because usually I'm still learning to this day how to basically retrieve myself out of those like dark thoughts and intrusive thoughts. And let me tell you, it's a one day at a time thing. Sometimes like a month ago, I was on a streak. I was like, oh my God, I'm good. And then something happened and I'm just like, oh my God, like what's going on? What happened to all of the things that I learned? Why am I not implementing them? And that basically is just telling me, hey, you need to work a little bit more on the things that you've learned, because sometimes when I learn something and I feel like I got the hang of it, I'm like, okay, life's good, life's great. And then something happens and I'm like, oh, what? I act like I've never learned any like reinforcements or how to like regulate my nervous system. And I think that's really not talked about. And we talk a lot about like regulating our nervous system. However, we don't really talk about how in times that we know how to do it and we still don't do it. So that is what has been happening to me. And I've been learning like it takes practice. You have, just as you practice your craft or anything else, you have to practice it. You have to really tell yourself like, hey, we learned this. This is what we do in this scenario, because your body is automatically going to want to do what it's always been doing. So you have to like really teach yourself. It's like parenting yourself and learning how to really implement that so it's an automatic response. So recently, well, this morning, I really just felt inspired, honestly. I've been missing like my grandmother recently. She passed years ago, and it made me realize that it is important to find the light. And what I mean about that is, when I say that is, whenever you're in a situation and you just feel like it's like, I don't know, end all be all, it's important to find the light. It's important to find hope. It's important to dig deep into your faith, whatever you believe in. It's important to find the things that inspire you. And I came across a picture in my photo album, and there was a picture of a hand holding a light, and it really reminded me that it is I who holds this light. It is I who is capable of not getting out of, but guiding myself into the way, into the space that I need to like nurture myself. Like, okay, something is going on right now. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to draw back. It's okay to take a day off. It's okay to be vulnerable in the spaces you feel safe to. So I wanted to find this light, and it's like, where is it? It's me. I am that. And sometimes I don't feel that way. I really don't. But it's those little things that inspire me, just like finding a picture in my photo album today and seeing it. And I was like, okay, that reminds me. I have the power to do this. And even though I'm exhausted, which I am, I'm like really exhausted. That gave me the motivation I needed to just get through this day with a lighter spirit, a lighter heart, with optimism. And like I said, I'm a human being. Well, sometimes I don't feel like one, but whatever. But I feel like being vulnerable with you guys, I'm able to really show you like it's okay. We go through a lot of the same things, and sometimes we don't feel safe with saying we're going through something because we don't want to seem like we're going through anything. But it's cool to be okay with saying that. Like, you're a cool person if you admit that you're going through things. And you're cool whenever you admit that you're not. It's the ebb and flow of life. And it's also understand that everything is not always perfect. There are ups and downs. And it's also always reminding yourself that you have the strength to get through it. Ever you're going through, and it's okay to feel like, okay, like I learned this. Why am I not doing this? Why am I not doing this? You go through this spiral of questions, and at the end of the day, whenever you calm down, the answer is, it's okay. It's okay. You're gonna get through this. It is okay. And I had to really remind myself that it's okay, because like that imposter syndrome and those intrusive thoughts came in, like, why don't I know this? Why am I not implementing this? Why am I even feel this way? I don't even want to feel this way. And that is all me denying my emotions. And that's not how it's supposed to go. I'm supposed to allow myself to feel. I'm supposed to allow myself to cry. I'm supposed to allow myself to be angry. I'm supposed to allow myself to be happy. I'm supposed to allow myself to feel all the emotions because it's natural. I'm a human being just as you are. I hope this episode really brought light into some situations that you may be that you may go through or have gone through, and just to throw that speck of light out there. And even if you can envision light and just envision someone holding a light, that person is you. You have the ability to find that light, and when you do, grab hold of it. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal, let's elevate, let's upgrade your reality.